to get up. Again, what does that mean to be made for one day for the next day? And I found that it's a machloikus. Kivager holds, like Dr. Harris yesterday, maybe I'm not sure if Rabbi Cohen agreed with him, or Baruch Moshe agreed with him, that the Afara has to kick in today. You can't have an Afara kick in tomorrow. The Afara has to kick in today, but it can kick in today for tomorrow. The person has the right to establish Afara, the Chal today, and takes the meaning, it's Chal now, the Afara is there, except he puts it in today for tomorrow. That's what Kivega seems to say. The truth is, I should quote him more directly. If I could reach, where is the Gemara over here? I can only take it out. I don't think I'll be able to put it back. Here he says, there, Rabbi Kivager in the Tubas says, Shecholah ha-yoyim ha-far l'gamri al ha-nos ha-machar. The ha-far is chal today on the pleasure that she will get tomorrow. Meaning, she's mufar now, but he said that I'm only nullifying the netter as far as her tomorrow's pleasure. I'm not, meaning he's making like, I hate to say the word condition, but he's saying I'm being made for the netter that she's allowed to have pleasure tomorrow. She offered herself a pleasure. I'm banning the netter as far as the pleasure of tomorrow is concerned. So it's chal now, that's what he says. But he says, other Achrayim say, it's like a kedushin mayayim lacher shleishim. That you say the words, you put it into place, and it kicks in tomorrow. So what we were talking about yesterday, that I was taking one side, and the other island was taking the other side, is you were on Rabbi Kivager's side, which is not a bad thing to be on. It's a pretty good thing to be on. And I was on the other side, unnamed Achrayim. Whoop, I just got to do something. Can somebody get me some paper towels? I'm sorry. What? I have tissues right there. I have this, no problem. So that seems to be a machlokes achrayim. How to understand when you're made for today for tomorrow? Is it that you're made for today, except you're only being made for the hanah of tomorrow? Meaning you're saying, I'm made for today, that you can have pleasure tomorrow. But, or is it upset, you're not made for anything today. Nothing works today. It's just that it puts into place as works tomorrow based on that.
But does it work retroactively from today?
No retroactivity. Even Rabbi Kivager doesn't say retroactivity. No me'achshav. That's the tupshatim that I saw. Anyway, I said I would do some research. I did, and that's what I found. I was happy. Baruch Hashem, I found it. Okay. Now, we're going to start again. The Gemara said, I'm going to start on the Amud Aleph. Three lines at the bottom. Mesa'a Abal, Nisraik Nirishus La'av. I'm sorry, an Ayin Amud Aleph. Three lines at the bottom. Mesa'a Abal, Nisraik Nirishus La'av, Menolam. Amarabba, Damar Krovim, Hoyasiyah, Le'ish, and Zerea Allahab. So we're dealing with the word Hoyasiyah that tells us, Makish Kaid Ma'avai, Shniya Le'kaid Ma'avai, Rishayda. That just like before the first Kedushin, father had exclusive rights. Also, after the first Kedushin, when the first Kedushin terminates, and again at this point, and again this will be discussed later on, but at this point we'll just say terminate any way it can terminate, which is, well, there's three ways a Kedushin can terminate, but one of them is not the gay, and that's her dying. But either he dies or divorces her, he gets back exclusive rights. Rush on the Amud Beis. Makis Kaid Ma'avai Shniya Kaid Ma'avai Rishayna Av Meifu L'Chudei. How do I know that Kaid Mahavaya Rishayin is by himself? The parents of Sukkim, that a single girl, he has exclusive rights. And therefore, the Torah is comparing prior to the second Kedushin, post-first Kedushin, meaning post-termination of the first Kedushin, to prior to the first Kedushin, which gives them exclusive rights. I skipped one more rush. See, the rush does want to avoid the controversy later. Whether Gerushin, after Gerushin, it goes back to the father or not. That'll be a discussion on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, I believe. Or maybe Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Probably Ayin Beis Amid Beis. And instead of getting involved, he just says Acham Mises Aris to avoid the issue. Frank the Gemara. The Eima Hani Mili Ben Adarim Shalai Niru Laris. Maybe that's true for a neder that the Aris never heard. Meaning, the girl made, the woman, the Arusa, made a neder, and her father heard about it, or didn't hear about it, makes no difference in this case. And the Aris never heard about it, and he died. So then the father gets exclusive rights, because his partner never heard about it, and now it no longer exists, so now he gets exclusive rights. Abu ben Adarim Shaniru Aris, but once the Aris had ownership of it, maybe Loi Matzi Mefer. Maybe he can't be made for that. Meaning, when it says that he gets the right back, maybe that's a limited right. In a neder that is the Aris never heard and never had a chance to be made for. So then if the Aris passes on, the father has his exclusive rights because his partner never was involved in this neder. But in a neder that his partner, quote-unquote, had involvement in just by being hearing about it, he now became either he will be Mekayim, won't be Mekayim, right? Who says at that point that it can revert back to the father? That's the question. Let's limit the limud of Mahayatsiya. The rule always is you learn the smallest Kiddush. You don't jump to a bigger Kiddush. The smallest Kiddush is to say that the Torah allows a father to be made for the Darim that were made by an Arusa where Aris never heard it. So he never became, quote-unquote, an involved partner. But when he heard it, that means he already at that moment had involvement, whether he liked it or not, right? He had involvement. Maybe then it doesn't go back to the father anymore. How do you know to take it to the second step? The rule always is learn the smallest chiddush. The smallest chiddush is to say that if he never heard about it, he was never an involved partner, then the father gets it back. But if he was an involved partner, who says the father ever gets it back? That's the Gemara's kasha. Zok Derash. Benedarim shalai niru la'aris, shalai shama ma'aris, shalai niru la'afer. They never became ready for him to cancel it. Meaning, he didn't have any practical involvement with that neder. Mashenkin, if he heard about it, he did. So who says the father gets it back? And for the Gemara. Ibenedarim shalai niru la'aris, for that, I wouldn't need Hayasiya. For that, if the Aris never heard it, I would have known from the pasuk that says that a father can be made for Nedarim, Binurea Beisavia, right? Which said that told us that that pasuk is written by a single girl, right? And it says, why isn't it the striker is just Labal? Because Binarea Beisavia, as a Naira, she's in her father's house, even as an Arus, and it never goes over to anybody else. That pasuk would have told me that if the Aris never heard about it, it remains Binarea Beisavia. I mean, I could sit there and argue and say it wouldn't, but the Gemara is saying that would have sufficed to tell me that if the Aris never heard about it, the father gets it automatically. I wouldn't need Hayasiya. I would have figured it out on my own. That a neder and a rooster makes and the Aris never heard, she's still been around, Beisavia. It's logical. Therefore, the pasuk needs for Hayasiya to tell me even he was involved. I just would like to learn it inside before we have questions. But it says for Hayasiya to tell me even a neder he heard. Rashi, but a rabbi Beisavia Mashma, the Manavka, the Mashma, I'm sorry, the Rashi, not the Rashi, the Mashma, Kol Yimei Nurel Yibeshusavia, Kol Zman Shein Reshus Akar Shailatalah. As long as nobody had shlita over her nedarim. And that would have been a logic that if you don't hear, you don't have shlita. But the chol apokas been the garb shloim niru laris, and I would have said for sure when the aris never heard about it. The chi itzruf lemayasiya after the garb shloim niru laris. Yes, Dr. Harris.
I thought we used that
pasuk
for something else. We used that
pasuk
to learn the first din of the Mishnah.
Correct.
If the father died, now using it
for the same thing. But the Rabbi Tzabiyat says, as long as she's a Naira, she's her father's house. As long as she's not married, and as long as she's a Naira, she belongs to dad. That tells me that nobody else can ever take over the rights. That's number one. That tells me that no one else can take over the rights. Now, it also tells me that as long as she's a Naira in her father's house and there is no partner, it's the father's. It's not a two limudim. It's not a limud from extra words. This is not a yisura. You're right. Had this been extra words like hayatia, then you're limited to one drasha. But this is a fact. The Torah established a girl binureha remains beis aviya, and no one else can take it away. That teaches me that the father dies, nobody can take it. Also teaches me that if there's no partner, the father has it. Which the Gemara assumes you understand that if the aris existed, never heard the netter, he's not a partner. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. He was never a partner in this netter. So hayasiya is an extra word. That's yisura. That's a different kind of drasha. That's to tell me the next chiddush, that even if he heard, the father gets it back. If he dies. That, I think, the answer to your question. By the way, I think that question is this out.
I thought that Pasuk Zion, according to Rabbi Shmuel, teaches me both are mefer.
I mean, not according to Rabbi Shmuel.
This is not going according to Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah, we'll try one more time. Rabbi Shmuel said, we learned it out from Ben Av Lamita Ben Ishtai.
That's how we learned it out.
That's how we learned it
out, that they both need to be made for, both the father and the...
Exactly. And in Hayasiyah, and the Gemara asked, so what does Rabbi Shmuel do with Hayasiyah?
That's fine. I'm just saying, but that pasuk teaching about, he did hear about it. He did Zion talking about, he did hear about it.
Again, you're right. That's why they both have to be made for. He's not talking about anybody died. You're right. You're 100% right. I am not arguing it's only Rabbi Shmuel. Fine, too.
I'm saying the Gemara here is now saying that that pasuk is talking about we didn't hear about it.
What? Well, who said that?
Well, what now is teaching me even hearing about it, it goes into the
pasuk.
So yeah.
No.
Menavo Bitoy Ben Ishlish that teaches me that they're both alive and well. And the Aris is buying his chasana suit and his hat. And he's ordering the music and the caterer. And they're picking the menu. And she makes a netter. They both can be made for. They're both wild, hale, healthy, wonderful people. The invitations are on the way. Then they both can be made for the netter. That's what Ben Av Lamita Ben Ishlish that teaches me. Nobody died. Everybody's alive. Everybody's wonderful. Now comes along a new pasuk and says, but what happens if the aris died after he heard about it? So then Hayasiya says it reverts back to dad by himself. He gets his rights back as if it were before aris. I thought you would ask me, which I think, no offense to anybody, is a better question. According to Rava or Rabba, that learned out that there's sutras from the words in Hayasiya, they learned out the whole concept that both are mefer from the Mahayasiya by the extra parsha in between the whole story there. So how do you know this? And the answer is that's from the parsha of the Mahaya. The double lush in Hayasiya teaches me this. So right, so they learned two things out of the Mahayasiya. A, the concept that both an Aris and an Av are made for Nadarim when they're both hale and healthy. That's because there's a middle parsha that was not necessary. And then the fact that the Torah doubled the lashon teaches me this halach. So I thought that's what you were asking me, which is the Ran's kasha back over there. This is simple. Rabbi Shmuel is only teaching me by healthy, hale, living people. Nobody talked about death in Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Everybody was alive and well. It's not the Gemara right. But there you have to kayak.
The double license is supposed to go through it.
What?
That's talking about the Arison. Right? The Yumhaya is not Yumhaya, it's early. That's talking about Arison.
Correct. Well, Yumhaya is also by Arison, according to Tanner very small. Again, the question was, according to Tanur Baby Shmuel, why do I need a middle parsha? The answer was to teach me that the vowels made from, that the RS can be made from a kaitman, right, or whatever Rashi learned from there. Or to teach me how kaitman avai rishayin nishniya. We mentioned then that Tanur Baby Shmuel says the Torah will write an extra parsha just for one chiddush. Right, because the question is, according to Tanur Baby Shmuel, what do I need this whole parsha for? Right, I'm learning it out from that Benavli, but that's a question over there. Nothing to do with the Gemara over here. But the Mishnah ended that the Baal can be made for Begeris, and a father can never be made for when his daughter is a Begeris. That was the end of the Mishnah. Right, Yafa Kayacha Baal Mikayachav, Shabal made for Beboger, Vav ain't a made for Beboger. That's what we said. Zakt the Gemara. Hechidami. Exactly, when can the husband be made for Bebegeres? When can the Aris be made for Bebegeres? See, the Mishnah is assuming that when we say the husband has rights the father doesn't have, we're not talking about a married woman. Obviously, a married woman, the husband has rights the father doesn't have. But the question is, the Gemara seemed to contrast the rights of husband and Aris. And said, in one way, the husband has rights the Aris doesn't have. And in one way, the Aris has rights that the Av doesn't have. And that is very difficult for us. Which case does the Aris have a right that the father doesn't have? And the Mishnah says, Begeris. Which the Gemara says makes no sense. Because we've been living the last few weeks with the concept that the Aris is an add-on. He's never by himself. And here the Mishnah tells me that an Aris can be made for a Begeris. Again, if it were a married woman, we wouldn't be having this discussion. But the Mishnah is contrasting how is a father stronger than an Aris, and how is an Aris stronger than a father. And it's saying the Aris is stronger than a father because he can be made for a Begeris. What case can he be made for a Begeris? By himself? An Aris has self-rights? We never found that yet. In fact, we found not that way. The father died, the Aris is a lost soul.
Why is Yafa Kaikai by Aris, I mean by Begeris, even consideration? The whole Parsha is only referring to Dinarea Beis Avia when she's a Naira. This is, we know that, Lamela, that Begeris is not the father can't believe.
Again. We're trying to show you a right the Aris has that dad doesn't have. The Chiddush is not that dad doesn't have it. Of course the dad doesn't have it. You're right, but the Rabbi Sevilla.
That's
your
he can't.
I want to know, again, practice.
What tells us that he can be made for?
No, that's not my problem. My problem is what case can he be made for? I don't even know what tells us. I don't need a pasuk.
What do you feel? I mean, he was Makadosh when she was a Naira, and then she never did Nisuin. She turns 13 now. So now the father's out. Only he can do it.
Oh, so what happens if the father dies? Can he do it?
Not until she's pregnant.
Why should it make a difference whether the father doesn't exist or the father doesn't exist because she's a Begeris? Why should the Aris rights change? The father died when she's 12 and 5 months.
Because those Nadarim that she made, or
he's dead.
Yeah, but
she's the Yisayma.
Right, but she still has like the remnants of her father until she's a Begeris.
You'll have to explain to me what he's dead. I hate to be so brutal, but he's dead.
The Nadar himself can't be released because the father's kayach is still there. Even if
what kayach does he have after he dies?
Because
okay, so you just invented something. You invented something now. You just invented that a father posthumously has control over his daughter.
It's not that he has control.
But you just said.
I meant to say that the Aris is weak.
Why is Aris weak? He's not around.
Because he doesn't have
Shutev. Because he doesn't need Shutev. There is no Shutev. And you know what? The Gemara rejects this Svara. So why am I arguing here? Let's do the Gemara.
All right. So beginning of the Gemara, the first pasuk it says, shows that's what you'll learn. Even though the father died, it still remains in the restriction of the father, even after he died.
No, it doesn't. Where did it show that?
This pasuk he brings, which indicates that she is deemed to be in her father's house and not in the house of husband, even though her father died.
That means the Aris cannot take over.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Let's do the Gemara. Okay, before we get involved in an argument with the Gemara, to deal with this explicitly, why should I argue? Not to, can we wait until after the Gemara?
I just one very quick question in terms of if the father hears about the Netter and upholds it and then dies, it's upheld forever.
Right.
So therefore, the father does have an effect.
Yeah, but the bow hears about it and he's Mekayim, it also affects forever.
But I'm just saying.
And so that's not a right a father has over a husband. The husband has that same ability.
Okay, yeah, correct. There's still an effect even though the father's dead.
Yeah, maximum. Okay. Now, to give my advice, Hey, Chidami, Ilemik Shekitchuk Shinaro Bagra, which is Baruch Meisha's case. He made a Kedushin when she was in Nara, and now she turned 12 and a half. And the Mishnah wants to say, like Baruch Meisha wanted to say, that now the Aris has exclusive rights. Misa Metzia Mishosav, or Bagris Metzia Mishosav. Misa takes her out of her father's Rishos, and Bagris takes her out of her father's Rishos. A girl can leave her father's Rishos two ways, either by her father no longer being here, or by her turning 12 and a half. Ma Misa Loin Nishreikin Rishos Liav. Just like Misa does the bow, Misa doesn't give it over to anybody else. The Aris does not get exclusive rights, even though the father is dead. And Bagris Loin Nishreikin Rishos Liav. Meaning there's no pasuk in the Torah that said that the Aris has more power when she's 12 and a half over when she's 12. The Torah gave the Aris power to be a partner of the father. No father, no Aris. It is no father if he's dead, and there's no father if he's 12 and a half. And the Gemara does not consider the father being a figure there after he dies. The Gemara rejects that svara. There's no such thing. That's an invention. No, first of all, that's a drop on my mouth, guys.
It's a 13-year-old girl who's single.
12-and-a-half-year-old girl.
13-year-old girl who's single. Father cannot...
No rights at all. Can't be Mekadosher, can't get her to Darem, he doesn't get her earnings. All rights are terminated the minute she turns 12 and a half. An inaccurate statement I just said. 6 months after she became a Nara. Most girls become a Nara the day they turn 12. Zakti Gemara, Ella Shekitchis Yikibaris. What happened is, the Kedushin happened post-Bagrus. And, this is a new halacha that we didn't have. That is, that a girl that's an Arusa, 12 and a half, 13, 14, 20, I don't care how old she is, and then she's supposed to get married by a certain date. Chazal obligated the Arus to get married and her both to make the wedding by a certain date. They're supposed to make the wedding by a certain date. So you have drop on them. If the wedding is not made by that certain date, and the reason it's not made is because the man is dragging his feet, we obligate him to start feeding his future wife. That's halacha. It's a mishnah in Ksubos that they give them 12 months to prepare, and we're going to learn in a minute, it's not so punchy that it's 12 months. We give them 12 months to prepare, and at the end of the 12 months, if he didn't do the marriage, we make him feed her. At that moment, and this is going to be a huge discussion later on, he has exclusive rights of being made for neder. Because in halacha, she's considered as if she's married, even though there was no nisuin yet. Why that works? I mean, it'll be brought down here, but our discussion about that will be held till later on. It's a very difficult halacha, but that's halacha. So here, if he makes the kedushin as a begeret, and she has the time of marriage came, the Aris can be made for exclusively. because he's not really, he's an Aref, but he gets halachas as if he's after Nisuan. So then, that's a great case for a Mishnah. A father can never be made for a Begeret. An Arus, without being a married man, can be made for a Begeret if that time came of he was supposed to get married. But the problem with that shot is to beferish a Mishnah later on. Why does it have to say it here when it says it later on? To beferish a Mishnah that says that a Begeret that reaches the time, the Arus can be made for a Nether. The Mishnah wouldn't have to say it here if it's a Beferish Mishnah later on. Zok the Gemara, Ella Kishiki Begeres, Hatanina Chodesh Zimna. We learned it. HaBegeres Shashasa Yud Beis Chodesh. So why do I have to have it here? Now, the Gemara and Gemara style will now leave this and go on a tangent before it comes back to answer the question. Let's do the Rashba, the Rash. Zok the Rash. The mashmalei, the ivy kaidim shitakanas rishusai, before she enters his rishus. Elaim the kachik sinaro bagra, the kiva the paka kayakaav made for aris lutadai. Like Baruch Maisha wanted to say, misa mitzia mishusav, the ino had the mirish schuz bitar luvnai. Nobody ever takes over. Meaning Radarash is just pointing out, it's not shot the father died, his son takes over. It's not true. Brothers have no control over sisters. Ella Shekitchik Shibagaris. Now, the Rush has a gear cell that we don't have. Anami Pluk Tanina Pluk Terbaz Rabbanani. That's a machloikas later on. By my instruct, the Misni Beresha, Kivin the Tani Basar Achib Lutayu. This is going to be a fairish of machloikas later on. Can he be made for Nadarm or not? So why mention it here? To be very traditional later on. Now, what I'm going to do is just to simplify the Gemara. We're going to skip now, just for a few minutes. We're going to skip to Mikomakim Kasha, four lines in the bottom. Because the Gemara is going to get up on a side issue. So instead of us getting up on the side issue and then having to come back to the ranch again, let's go straight Mikomakim Kasha.
What's the ratio mean?
What? Where do you see ratio? I know what you're talking about. Oh, the Rush? Why did we have to learn it
here?
The Rasha means in this Mishnah, when it's going to be a Farisha Mishnah later on, which we'll call the Seifa, where it says the Machlokes. Sometimes Rishayna will refer to Mishnah 1 as the Rasha and a Mishnah printed later on as the Seifa. Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't put numbers on his Mishnahs. He wrote Mishnahs and somebody else decided to split it up in numbers. Where is this other Mishnah? Is it? No, this is here. Where is this other Mishnah? I'll give one with base rest. Thank you. Yes. So why can't we give the Gemara a chance? You know, this is why we learn Gemara. Not that we try to figure out, I mean, I don't mind trying to figure out the answers, but this can all be compared to Gemara's. So I'd rather let the Gemara do it that we don't have to agree or disagree and argue. The Gemara's going to talk about it. So I'm going to skip this intervening part, right, and go straight to the answers, and then come back to what the Gemara's bothered with that Mishnah later on. And why the Gemara decides to be bothered here? Not there? Good question. But that's what the Gemara always does, so it does it here as well. Mikol Malkim Kasha. But the Mai said to prepare your Mishnah later on. So why say it here? So the Gemara two answers. Either Ibai say Mahatavka or Begaris Katani Hasabish in the Bay of Lugi Rabbaz Rabbanah. The Mishnah here wanted to tell to me because it wanted to tell you a Stam Mishnah. And then later on told you, by the way, that Stam Mishnah I told you is a Machlokes. And Mishnayas do that all the time. To tell me that we don't Paskin like the Stam. Because usually, right, we would say, Stam Mishnah, we Paskin like. So we wrote the Stam and then the Machlokes to teach me that that which I say is really a Machlokes later on. This is style, as Baruch Maisha pointed out. Or I can tell you, Begeres Dafka, that Mishnah is where it tells it to me. But since over here we said father is better than husband, so we threw in husband is better than father as contrast. Not because it teaches me halacha I wouldn't have known. Wait one Mishnah, I would have known it. But the answer is the Mishnah likes to do contrast. Not to say, but not even say. It said this is the father's strength, so it says this is the husband's strength. Not that there's any chiddush here that you wouldn't have learned if you waited patiently, tying him a little bit base. But that style of Mishnah. So those are the two possible answers. Either the Mishnah wanted to make a stam, but then tell you the stam is not all agreed upon in Tzimachleikas, which is the style of Mishnayas. Or the Mishnah figured, we'll do the contrast and then teach you the halacha. Fine.
Both are stylish.
Both are stylish, 100%. And the Rush has nothing to say at either answer.
But the father, he gets the Rishos if the father, the Rishos dies, he gets it, he derives it, correct?
Correct.
When this story of this Bulgaris thing happens, that's going to run, correct?
No. You know why? That's why the Gemara is going to be later on. You're 100% right. Why should he get the right? That's going to be a discussion later on. And I said, if you remember, I said, there's going to be a discussion why this is true, but instead of getting involved now, we'll wait where the Gemara discusses it, which is an Ayin Gimel Amud Beis.
So it could be that the right...
It's not could be. It should be. It is. At least the way the Ron learns. I didn't prepare yet. Maybe the Rush learns differently there. But the Ron learns it's a derais. Probably Rabbeinu Artskol, my favorite word, Rabbeinu Artskol, also probably learns it to the derisive because he usually learns like the Ran. I happen to know Rabbi Lachman, but that's not the point. I still call him Rabbeinu Artskol because what validates him is the fact that Artskol printed him. That's the Haskama.
Well, there's
okay.
A series of editors.
I understand. They also have names, I know that. Okay, back to Gemara, and this is the part that I skipped. Hagufa Kasha, we have a problem. Amrit HaBigeres, Shishas, by the way, the Rush will have a different gears here. Amrit HaBigeres, right, you said HaBigeres. Ma'am, what does he do? Right, Ushishasa, that's how the Rush is Geres. His gears is HaBigeres Ushishasa Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the Rush's Girsa. He's not Girish like we have in our print. Let's take a look at the Rush itself. Had the Gupe Kasha, Zuck the Rush, Mahadu the Chutzi Masnisen, for Hadr Maitzimine. First, we try to save shot in that Mishnah, and then we say it's redundant, which was the Kasha. Amrit Habegeris, Ushashasa Yud Beis Chaydish, Machmalay Pirish the Masnisen Hachi. From the word Habegeres Ushashasa Yud Beis Chodesh, it seems to say Habegeres Uriktana Shashasa B'chol Achas Mem Shasa Yud Beis Chodesh. The verb seems to say it's a different lady, Habegeres, and the Ktana that waited 12 months, or Anara, that waited 12 months and he hasn't married her yet. The reason it says Ktana is because we want to avoid that she turned into Begaris. If it's an Ara, but it's waited 12 months, she's already Begaris. But a Ktana can still not be a Begaris. So the mission is saying any woman that worried made 12 months, right, he can be made for the Nadara. Now, Korcha Yud Beis Chodesh calling Namah Begaris. Yud Beis Chodesh is not only going into that Ktana that waited 12 months, it's going back in Begaris also. Why? The Mloikain, Leipirish Yashiyasa. If not, the Mishnah is not telling me how long a Begaris has to wait till he's made for Nedarim. He doesn't have to marry her the day he Mekadesh her. If the Mishnah is not teaching me the 12 months of a Begaris, right, what is this year of Begaris? The answer is 12 months. It's going on a Begaris and a Ketana. They both have to wait 12 months. So if that's the case, you can't say that the Mishnah told me Begaris immediately. Like give my mother to buy a lama joy. Even a widow needs 30 days to prepare. A begaris is not any more prepared than a widow who was married already. The bechina begaris in iskatsha lama layud beis chaydish min iskatsha. And the gemara iskatsha is shnai back to the gemara. Haguf iskatsha amit habegaris ushishasa shnei maser chaydish. That means the mishnah is telling me that a ketana has to wait 12 months till the husband can be made for the dorim aris. and a begeres has to wait 12 months. Our problem is, begeres, shnai masim bechadish bebegeres slamily. Slamily shnai masim chadish begeres bechol dam binami joim sagila. Why isn't a begeres not enough to wait 30 days? Why are we giving you a year? The Mishnah should have said begeres 30 days, ktana a year. It doesn't say that. It says begeres and ktana a year. Why are we giving a begeres a year? The assumption is that once a woman is 12 and a half, she's totally prepared to get married, like a widow. She's not a little girl that doesn't know when she's getting married. This girl is under pressure. She has a shidduchim crisis. A begeres in those days was a shidduch crisis. And therefore, she doesn't need a year to prepare. Right? Zok de Gemara, Tommy begeres shishasa yud beis chaydesh. The Rav takes the bub out. Adarabba. The Mishnah is saying a begeres that's 12 months into her bagrus, not 12 months after Erison. It's only talking about begeres. And it's saying a begeres has 12 months from the day she turns to begeres. The minute she turns to begeres, she starts preparing for a wedding. 12 months later, she's ready to get married. So therefore, it's not comparing a begeres and a ktana. In the Havamina, we said the Mishnah means two cases. A begeres a year and a ktana a year. And our question is, that means you're giving a year the same year from Erison to Nisuan. You don't have to give a begeres a year. The answer is the Mishnah is not talking about ktana. It's only talking about begeres. And it's saying about a begeres that a year into her bagrus, she's ready to get married. Doesn't mean she waited a year after Erison. A begeres who's a year past bagrus is ready to get married right away. Or 30 days later. We'll see the rush. Dr. Rush, let's read it again. Dr. Rush, Amrit Abegeres Shish Ushishas Yud Beis Chaydish. The Rush is Geres in the Havamina with above, in the Maskana with at above. Our Geres is the exact opposite. Dr. Rush, Mashmalei, Perish the Masnitz Anachi. Abegeres Uktana, because it says the Vav, Shishasa. Either a Begeres or a Ktana in the way to the year. B'chol Akas Mem Shas Yud Beis Chaydish. Now, how do I know the Yud Beis Chaydish is going back a Begeres? Now, Korchuk Yud Beis Chaydish Koy Nam Abegeres. It must be going a Begeres. Dim Loikei Loi Pirish Shiyasa. It didn't say how long she has to wait. Ula Hautu Le Matzis Lomei, but you can't say there is no Shir. Loi Guriya Ma'amadu De Bayi Lama Jeb. She needs at least 30 days. Uprachinan, Begeres in Iskacha Lama Lo Yud Beis Chaydish Min Iskacha. Now, there could have been a possible answer. The Gemara answers, Habegeres Yishar Shalom B'Jayim, it adds the words, Begeres of 30 days, Uktana Shishar Shiyud Beis Chaydish. We don't want to say that answer. Add words, Mishum D'Ravuni Taisav Hasam. We slugged them up over there. Hilkuk Miboyle Lefarit Yud Beis Chaydish Habegeres Koy. We don't want to add words. So therefore, Yud Beis Chaydish is going on Begeres. So what does he need a year for? And for the Gemara, Mishani, Tani Begeres, Shishasa Yud Beis Chaydish. Masnitz and Chorek, Tani, take the Vav out. Reloi Shishasa Bevav. It's not, and somebody else waited. It's only a Begeres. Vachi Prusha, Begeres, Shishasa Yud Beis Chaydish Bebagrusa. A Begeres who waited a year in her Bagrus. And Amana, Shiniskacha, Bechalakas Mamdaisim Shloishim Yayim. A Begeres a year into her Bagrus. Or an Amana gets 30 days. We call Makim Kasha, but now we're back to the Kasha. The Begeres Tanina. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Well, Mishani, the Reish Shadavkim of the Kani Sefer Lashmina Pukta Drabanon. Either the Reish is what we told you, but then we say, by the way, it's a Makhlaikas. We Nami Sefer Davka, the Reish Agam Gwar Nasva. Or the Sefer is Davka, and the Reish is there for stylistic purposes. So again, the Rush has a different Girsa than our print. The Rush has in the Reish of the word Uchashasa that told them it's a Ktana, and therefore Begeres and Ktana are equal. Why are they equal? And then he takes it out and says, no, we're talking about only a Begeres. And Yud Beis Chaydish doesn't mean after Erison. It means Yud Beis Chaydish after she turned to Begeres. At that point, she's within 30 days of getting ready to get married because she took care of her household needs, just like an Amana. As an aside, it's interesting. At least it's not a discussion here. It might be a discussion in Subas, I don't remember. It doesn't deal with the husband. Is this his second marriage or his first marriage? What if a first marriage is marrying a woman of second marriage? He gets a year, she gets a year. She only needs 30 days. Are we cutting him or not I'm sure there's a discussion in Shabbos, not here. Zach the Mishnah weiter.
Bogeres has to wait
4 months from the time of Eris. A Bogeres who became, depends how old she is. Bogeres is 12 and a half. She got engaged that day, she became Kedushin that day, she waits a year. She got engaged, if she became an Arusa the day she became a Bogeres, she gets 12 months to get ready. If she became an Arusa a day later, she gets 12 months minus one day. If she became an Arusa a month into her Bagrus, she gets 11 months. If she became an Arusa half a year after Bagrus, she gets 6 months. If she became an Arusa...
She's married.
What? Before he's obligated to marry her, or she's obligated to marry him. If she became an Arusa the day, a year after she became a Bogeres, then she's 30 days, like every woman that's a widow has 30 days. Or a divorcee. So, when it says Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Yud Beis Chodesh from the day she turned to Bogeres, not from the day of Eris. But that only can work if you take the Vav out. Because if you have the Vav in there, Ushashasa means an other lady that waited 12 months, which is a Tana. That means you're comparing Bogeres and Tana.
She
gets 12 months from the day of Eris.
She gets 12 months, okay. And then what happens to the Baal's rights to be made for her? He doesn't have exclusive rights.
No, as long as she's a Nairi, he does not get exclusive rights.
Even though the 12 months have passed.
It's not so simple. This is going to be a discussion. It's a very good question you're asking. Make her that she got in the Kadesh is at 11, and a year later is 12. Does he usurp the father's rights or not? That's what you want to know. The father has rights as a Naira, but we're treating her now like a married lady. The Raya is, since she's been 12 and a half, we let the husband do it himself. So what happens now? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I think we'll wait till after the next Mishnah. We should be able to clarify it then, but it's a great question. Because the Mishnah only said Bogeres, the husband gets exclusive rights, indicates that as a Nara, even if the time came, he does not usurp the father's rights. But I don't want to answer that. That's what I would agree to you had I not known anything else. I don't know anything else. That's my problem. And therefore, I'd like to wait to see how the Gemara words it. Because it really boils down to Rabbi Frank's kasha, is why, how can the obligation to marry her change biblical law? Because Avram said it's only the Midrabanon he can be made for her, but it's not true. At least, according to my remembering the Pshat, I didn't look it up now. It's a Deraisa. How can the obligation to marry change a Deraisa status? Which is going to be the Gemara's discussion.
So, according to this, if he makes her an Arusa the day after she becomes a Bogeres, right? She makes a Neder now. He's stuck. He has no recourse.
Nobody has recourse.
Right. But if it happens later, then she's still not...
Let me ask you. A single girl that's 14 makes a Neder. Is anybody can be made for?
No.
Then she gets married, and she makes a Neder. Is there anybody that can be married for made for?
Uh-huh.
So what bothers you now with a single girl that became an Arusa? She's no different than a single girl.
Okay, so 13 and a half... He has 6 months to get into
the
thing. So that 6 month period.
Yeah, she has 1 month. Doesn't make a difference. At 13 and a half, you already had her a year.
So between 13 and 13 and a half.
She's a single girl.
But then after that, the 6 months later.
Not the Kiteman.
Even these? Not
how could he have a right to Kiteman? Kiteman only came because he was a partner.
Well,
his right to Kiteman came because the father was part of it. He has no right to Kiteman on his own ever.
Oh, so his future Kiteman does not help him, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Even though he gets exclusive right.
What?
Even though there's no...
Every husband has all the rights and he has no Kiteman.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
So not better than a husband.
No worse than a Nisua. I can't do it.
What? Listen, you marry a woman, you marry a package. She comes with a darb, that's part of the package.
Where's the stadium that if she made the neder by Harrison, which was Naira, and then she got Bagheris, that the father is gone?
The father has no rights over Bagheris.
Where's that?
The new rabbi, Sevilla. All father's rights end at the end of Naira. Not a drush, it's fact. I don't need a drush. I translate the words. Her rights are their father or about to the Naira.
Why does that end
in
exclude
the ball? What do you mean, the Aris? Hayasiya. He just had three blood on this. Hayasiya, Ben Avdiya Ishtai, Ben Avdiya Benishli Ishtai. We had all kinds of drushes. I mean, that's why we were learning this whole thing, right? You're right. That's why we learned two blood. To tell you why, how we know they're partners. Now we're trying to iron out the parameters of their partnership. That's what we're doing. That's the Mishnah. Okay? This is going to need a lot of patience this Gemara. A lot of patience. I wish we had Shir on Friday only because then tomorrow's Gemara and Friday's Gemara would work in tandem. This way tomorrow's Gemara is not going to be finished till Monday. And then I'll have to I can't give a share on Friday.
Tomorrow class at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
And how about Sunday?
Sunday 6:30. Right, 22, I assume. The truth is they should, I don't know. Slichus takes longer than Howell, no, but it is what it is. And Shem Shabbos, they don't have the secret, so it makes no difference what they say. What?
However, don't
have to
breakfast.
That's true. That is true. Nadri Arusa. She made a neder when she was in Arusa. This guy should be behind. This Arsa by behind. She became a grucha, and then she became an arusa again. Afilu lemeya, even to 100, meaning poor girl, got married a kedushin and gerushin to 99 different people. She's on her 100th aris of the same day. Avio bayla achrom avir nedereha, and this will be discussed tomorrow. We will consider it.